The statue sang about that home waiting on us. I get into it, I forget it. Forget where the, what even tune it is sometime. I'm looking for the, you sing about glory to God. I was reading about that home yesterday in the Word of God. Mansion. Gold. Transparent glass. I mean, it's as clear as glass. Gonna have a light that won't need no sun and moon and stars. The Lamb, the light of it. And I believe it's gonna be so bright in that wonderful city that the glory of God is gonna shine forth to those on the outside. Hallelujah. Praise God. Got your Bibles? Turn me into Hebrews chapter number 11 this morning for a few moments. Hebrews chapter number 11. Not a one of us probably don't know this is what we call the faith chapter. Faith chapter. They lived by faith. They died by faith. They walked by faith. They pleased God by faith. Because without faith, it's impossible to please God. You can't muster up enough of good things to do. No way. It's faith. We're saved by faith. We're saved by grace through faith. And that's a gift of God. If you've been saved this morning, listen, you ought to praise God and give Him glory and honor. Never cease to thank Him. Because, listen, He gave you the faith to even believe. Hallelujah. So I want us to look at this faith chapter a little bit this morning. That's one thing I believe we're lacking in this hour. Faith, you notice these all had faith. Some was, I'm sure, stronger than others. Some had to face more temptations than others. But oh, if you read this chapter, you'll see what they all went through. But I tell you, I won't take time to read all this morning, but I challenge you to read it. Not just today or sometime, but often. If you think that you ever have it rough, you think that you ever go through some trials and scourges and temptations and sufferings and afflictions, read this chapter and see what they went through with. Hallelujah. So I want to look at verse number 13, particularly this morning, and verse number 14. I want to read those two before we pray, of the 11th chapter of the book of Hebrews. Verse number 13 says, these all died in faith, not having received the promise, but having seen them afar off, and were persuaded of them, and embraced them, and confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth. For they that say such things declare plainly that they seek a country. Seek a country. Would you pray with us this morning? Father, we're grateful for the opportunity just to break forth the bread of life this morning. As you have, Father, revealed it unto us, and as you do reveal it unto us, I pray that you'd speak to us and through us this morning. Because without you, we can do nothing. We're totally dependent upon you, and God, we ask you to work in our midst. We invite you. We ask for your presence and your power to be in amongst us this morning. In the name that's above every name, the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. In His name we pray. Amen and amen. These all died in faith. Now they didn't wait. A lot of times people will say, I think I'll just wait till the end of life and I'm going to try to muster up some faith. These weren't that way. They didn't try to put off. They didn't say we're going to wait till the end of the road. And then we're going to try to get up some faith. We're going to wait and try some deathbed repentance, and I've seen a few saved on the deathbed. I'm not saying you can't, but I'm saying this morning these here died in the faith. They had not received all those promises, but they'd seen them afar off. Now I want to tell you something. There's a lot of things in this life you may have had faith for, you may have looked for, but it may never come to pass. in this life. But listen, they had faith in God. It's all, listen, and they had it when they come to die. They died in faith. Listen, that's a sweet way to die. That's a wonderful way to die. That's a glorious way to leave this world. You can see, I was thinking about old Joseph in there. It talks about Joseph in this chapter. In the verse, you know what it said about him? You know what it said about him in Genesis? He knew he was come to his time to die. And as he was dying, you know, he was on the deathbed. I guess you'd call it that. You know what he said to him? He told him, so I won't tell you what I want y'all to do. He said, God is going to visit y'all and bring y'all forth from this land. You see, God brought him into that land when Joseph was there. Joseph is fixing to leave, and he said to him, God has brought you into this land. He said, but when I'm telling you what's fixing to happen, he's going to come visit you, and when he comes, I will tell you something about my bones. I want you to come with you. You know what gives me that? Makes me know this important. In the word of God, even when these bones are laid down, he said, don't leave me down here. Don't leave my bones down here. Come with you. Carry those bones with me. But you know what? You know he died in faith. He died knowing that God was going to visit him. He believed with all of his heart. If he hadn't, he would never said, take my bones with you. He died in the faith. This chapter you see, as he died, having not received the promise, but they had died in faith, believing that those promises were real. They'd seen them afar off. Thank God they've seen them. Listen, that's what happened. Abraham believed God. Listen, just as sure as everything, we took Isaac on that mountain. And he took him out there, and Isaac said to him, Father, we got the sacrifice. Listen, we got the wood, we got the fire, but said, where's the sacrifice? And listen, he believed that it come to the point that God would raise him from the dead if he had to offer his own son. He did offer him on the altar, had him there. But you know what he told him? He said, God will provide what? Himself. A sacrifice. He did that day, and he did on Calvary. But Abraham looked forward. The Bible said Abraham rejoiced to see my day. That's what Jesus said. And he saw it. Thank God. Listen, you think some of these old prophets, old saints of God, listen, they saw more than what you think they saw. They listened by faith. They saw glory to God. We need our eyes of faith open and live by it, thank God. Then when it comes our time to die, we can die in faith. Don't expect to die in faith. Listen, if you ain't been living by faith. Some of the terriblest deaths you'll ever be around. Listen, if it wasn't, I'm telling you, this day and hour we're living in, if it wasn't for all the medicine and the things, listen, they give them sometimes in them last hours, you'd see some of the hopeless death because people had been living by faith. And if you don't live by faith, listen, more like you're not going to die by faith. You'd see some awful things in that last hour. But they died in faith, having seen afar off. The Bible said, I haven't seen or heard the things that God prepared for them that love him, but he's revealed them to us through his Spirit. You can see beyond this world. Hallelujah. You can see some glimpses. All the things that we're looking at now, all this stuff's temporal. It's beautiful. Listen, all the things we got in this world, you can see, it's beautiful. But thank God the Bible said we look not at the things we have seen because they're temporal. But listen, we need to get beyond those things that we can see with the natural eye and begin to look by faith in the things that God has for to see, the things which are eternal. The things that cannot be seen, but they reveal to us by his Spirit. Thank God, I'm telling you, God has got wonderful things prepared for us. Hallelujah. Oh, yeah. So the Bible said these all died in faith, having not received the promise, but having seen them. Seen them. Seen them. They saw them. Yeah, we're looking for a city. Looking for that. I got reading that yesterday about that wonderful place God's got prepared for us. I looked at that thing and said, it's a street. I know I've noticed it before. It's been a while. It didn't say streets of gold. It said street. Singular. Hey. And he talks about that city being as transparent. Listen. I'm telling you, talking about that new Jerusalem. You know, I preached about maybe it's last Sunday about new things that God's creating. Hey, he is. He's going to prepare a place for you. You're talking about what a wonderful place that God has prepared for them. Somebody said, hey, you know it's so. It's so. I know it is. I believe it. And he said, that makes it so. No, it's so where you believe it or I believe it or not. But thank God he's given you faith to believe it. I believe, thank God, what God says and prepared for us. These all died in faith. Now listen. Job said, if a man die, shall he live again? Well, you know what else Job said? He said, I know that my Redeemer liveth. He said, I know you shall stand in the latter day upon this earth. He said, though the skin worm devour my body, yet in my flesh I shall see God. Believing. Amen. Huh? Heaven's a wonderful, wonderful, glorious place. It's real. Death's real. Probably as real to me as anybody in this room. Did you know almost hours going to a funeral or preaching one? Go to a lot more than a preach, but I got in a year's time. Listen, probably from 60 to 80, if not more funerals, sometimes 100 in 1 year. Either going or standing up here preaching somewhere. I'm telling you, death's a reality to me. It's real. But also, all the times I deal with death, you know what? I realize how more real it is that we can die in faith. I've seen it over and over and over again. What it says here, these all died in faith. Now, I'm not saying not every promise that you thought would come has come. But I'm telling you, they died in faith. They knew they were waiting on them. Hallelujah. They said, we're looking for a city whose builder and maker is God. They's looking for a city. Not one. It was a preacher, I forgot which one it was now, was telling about some of the greatest, biggest cities in the world. How many millions of people was in these, so many top cities that had the most people in them. Well, you know what they were looking for? They were looking for that city. You know what, that new Jerusalem city. They were looking. They had the promises made to them. But you know why they died in faith? It's simple. You look at this verse, you can see it. They haven't they having this said, these all died in faith, not having received the promise. But the number one, they saw them. They saw them afar off by faith. And not only did they see them afar off, but they were persuaded. They was convinced. They had their surety. What? What God had promised. They died in faith, knowing they could rest in that. Whew. And you know what? If we'll live like that, then when it comes our time to make that crossing, we can have a peace that passeth all understanding. Hallelujah. You can have it. Then you can say along with, one said to me, which is none other than my wife said, told a nurse that, I'm leaving to go to my home in Florida, but if I don't make it to my home in Florida, I'll be going to my home in heaven. Folks, that's dying in faith. I pray God to give me that same faith. I want to live by faith. I want to press on by faith. And when it comes to my time, if Jesus tarries, I want to die in the faith. And they could, because they saw the promises and saw well far. Didn't see all of it come to pass, but they had faith. They saw it by faith. I never been to the New Jerusalem. I never been to that place Jesus talks about going to prepare for us. I never been to there where those streets are paved with gold, walls of jasper and gates of pearls. I've never been there. But I believe it's so. He said, preacher, how come you believe it? Because God said it. And if not God said it, I believe it, that makes it so. It's God said it. That settles it. And it's so. Will you believe it or I believe it or not? But I'm glad He lets me believe it. Hallelujah. Hey, I'm asking you a question. Can you live by faith? Can you die by faith? They could and did. Many of them did die. Many of them died a martyr's death. Many of them wouldn't even suffer. Wouldn't even let them deliver. Some of them said that I might obtain a better resurrection. Do you believe in a resurrection so strong that you can die a death in the faith? Do you believe in a rapture so strong, listen, that you can believe that God comes, He'll bring us to Him, where, listen, and we'll meet Him in the air. And if you go by the way of the grave, listen, those dead in Christ arise first. Do you believe it? Can you die by faith, believing that, thank God, they're coming up. Coming up. So they said they died in faith, having seen them afar off. And second, they were persuaded of them, and they embraced them. Boy, they was willing to embrace it. You know why? Someone said, well, I don't know if I can embrace it or not. I might not, if it didn't happen, I'd be embarrassed. You don't have to worry about that. They was willing to embrace it. It's so. Live by faith. Walk by faith, yes. Some way you can please God. Ask Enoch. Enoch had this testimony before he's translated that he pleased God.
You know, I want to please. Hey, can I tell you something? You need to buy us quit worrying. Buy us quit worrying about trying to please everybody. Because you wouldn't. If you please me, you wouldn't please somebody else. Please somebody else, you might not please me. That's the same way it goes. But I want to tell you who you need to get. We need to get interested in pleasing God, and we've got to have faith to do it. He had that testimony. What kind of testimony we got? Is it one that pleases God? They did. Thank God. They embraced it. They believed it. They saw it afar off. And thank God. Listen, they could die by faith. You know what the Apostle Paul's, God led him right to us on the inspiration of them. As the Spirit of God moved him. That's why it's scripture. He said, me to depart and be with Christ. He didn't just even say it better. What did he say? Far better. Far better. Some of you might not know Austin. It's my grandson, of course. They had to move him back to intensive care again. Because he's told his mom and daddy a few times lately. I don't know how long I can bear this. I'll tell you something. He's in God's hands. If God wanted to, he can only speak the word. It don't matter what kind of disease it is. Don't matter whether doctors have got a cure or not. It could flee. Healing can flow. That's the speaking of God's word. Don't tell me that the God spoke this world into existence and said, let there be light. By the way, did you know come a time we won't need the sun, the moon, the stars no more? Why? He had created that. The Son of the living God, God himself in Christ is going to be the light. And I really believe, hey, but if not, if he decides to carry him home, it's just like if he carries us home, we don't know who's going first. Sometimes I tell people that. Sometimes I go see sick, when I see sick people and some close to the point of death. I don't say when you get there. I say whichever one of us gets there first. But we don't know. Huh? Whichever one gets there first, we can live by faith and we can die by faith. But I can say whoever it is, as we sitting here as a crowd this morning, whichever one of us in this crowd beats the other into heaven. One preacher said, I heard it say when he looked in the casket one day, he said, she beat us home. And you know what? I want to say, whichever one us leaves first from this congregation, in a time lasts, that'll happen. You know what we all ought to say, ones that is left? Beat us home. And say that it's far better. And say that it's gain. What a faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. You know what? That scripture, that's what the word of God teaches. But they had faith. And they died in faith. And then he said that they embraced him. And they confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth. You know what we are? You know who we are? Just strangers. Just pilgrims on this earth. What's that? Just a passing through. Hey, knowing that we got just a short time on this earth. I tell you how short it is. It's like a vapor, James says. appear for a little while and vanishes away. I tell you how short it is. Job said, like a weaver shuttle. Doop, doop. Job said, it's swifter than ships. That was a swift thing in his day. We could say it's swifter than the jets. But thank God, we can live by faith. And we can die by faith. You know what they said about old Spurgeon? Old preacher over 100 years ago, probably one of the greatest preachers since Apostle Paul. You know what they said about it? They said, yeah, I noticed that your people die well. That's what they said about it. They noticed that in a tabernacle, Metropolitan Tabernacle, where thousands attended, he said, I notice your people die well. You know what? That's a good testimony. You know what? Wouldn't that be a good testimony for them to say about us? We die well. We testimony now that we're pilgrims and strangers. Hey, that we're not camping. I mean, we're just camping. We're living in tents. One day, thank God, we'll be going, listen, to that place. You know why we can die well? Guess where we're headed? We're headed to that place where there'll be no more death. All over. It's all over. Can you imagine that we, by the grace of God, they died in faith. You know why? They's gone to a place where they knew there wouldn't be any more death. If you read that chapter, you see all kinds of death. You see all kinds of things they went through with. But they still died in faith. Nothing turned them. Nothing changed them. Nothing took that faith. Listen, they died in it. In faith. Hey. You said, I don't know if I can do that or not. I'm going to say this. We can. By the grace of God. For they that say such things declare plainly that they seek a country. They seek in a country. Thank God. Hallelujah. Now, in closing, preparations. Did you know if we as Christians and believers would prepare and look for the city like they were looking for, as much as we prepare to stay here. If the Lord tarries and he leaves us here, we go out and make some preparation for winter. Now, I know that don't happen. It's not as much to be done as it used to be. You say, preacher, what do you mean by that? Well, we had to have some wood stored up to stay warm by. We had some other things we had to do. We had to have some corn in the crib. Amen. Some taters in the place where they put straw and stuff. A lot of things we had to do, store it up for winter. But you know, we don't have to do that no more. May come the time. But I'm telling you, while we walk this pilgrim way, we need to make some preparation, not only to stay here and to live by faith, but we need to be ready, if Jesus should tarry, to die in the faith. God give us that grace. God grant that faith. Some of you sitting here this morning, you've seen your loved ones die in the faith. Haven't you? Yes, you have. You know what? Someday, if Jesus tarries, they may be those gathered around our beds looking. Say, you going to die in faith? God granted grace, us grace to do it. You know what I believe? I believe he will. But until then, I want to live by faith, don't you? And I believe with all my heart, God will grant us grace to die by faith. Hallelujah. Do you believe his promises? Do you believe what he said? That's what they were standing on. They embraced him. They confessed him. And they said, we're nothing but pilgrims. This is not our eternal home. We're just a passing through. And you know what? I'm glad. I'm glad this hurt. You know what I sang about this week? I sang about all the turmoil, all the violence going across this world, all the wickedness, all the killing, the murder, and all the things going against the laws of God. I thought about all these things. And I said, Lord, one of these days, I'm so glad that we're going to have a new heaven and a new earth. Hallelujah. Did you know this earth, I believe God's going to burn off. Guess what? He's going to make it new. Because he said, I saw a new heaven and a new earth. And guess what dwells there? Wherein dwelleth righteousness. Thank you, brothers. Righteousness. So I'm going to tell you something. You won't always have to put up with the wickedness in this world. Mark her down. Thank God for that. Yes, Brother Donnie. You're going to have a new one. You know what? I believe that. I'm looking forward to it. Hallelujah. For the new world. You know, they're talking about a new world order. Won't never happen under this dispensation. It won't happen till Jesus comes. But it will happen. Just like God took you and made a new creature out of you, took me and made a new creature and making a new creature out of me, God's going to take this world. He's going to make a new creature out of it. Hallelujah. That's what even Peter talks about in the book of Peter. New heavens and a new earth. You'll find in the book of Isaiah, God's going to create new heavens and a new earth. Wherein dwelleth righteousness. I'm glad. Hallelujah. And you know what it helps me do? Help me live by faith. Looking for that blessed hope. Glorious appearing of our great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ. How are you living this morning? You said, preacher, I'm living by faith. How are you going to die? Preacher, I'm going to die by faith. That's what I want to hear. Hallelujah. Now I tell you, God will grant it to you. Hallelujah. Sweet Jesus. Sweet Jesus. Would you stand with me?